The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
It is the Chris and Doc Show. Good morning. It's 7:36. Hi.
Thursday, some partly cloudy skies and 40 now. 53 will be it for the high today. We also have a 50% chance of scattered showers for your Thursday. So, yippee!
336-1019. Did you see the Phillies fan? Now there's video from all over the place. There's lots of video of the
other morning, we were kind of scrambling trying to find a good shot of video of the teenage fan that got tasered at the Phillies-Cardinals game.
Are you saying teenage to elicit some sort of reaction?
Well, you and I have been talking off air about this, and it has spawned a debate of sorts.
Kids runs onto the field. They start chasing him around like they do at many sporting events.
This has happened many, many times.
And to make him stop running, they taser him. They shoot him with the darts, which is, I do not want to get dart tasered.
No, because it's the barbed ones that stick in your skin and sends the current. Like a big bug zap. That.
So the question is, should they have tasered the kid? All right, he's a kid. He's 17 years old. That's the question. Do you think they used excessive force, or should they have done something different?
We started to debate this earlier, and the point I was trying to make is you've got five security guards out on the field chasing this kid, and they can't catch him. So they decide at that point, well, we got to stop him. So, all right, we want to play baseball. Let's just taser him. Take him down. Take him down. I think it's a little excessive.
I say, hey, you pay the fee. You play the dance, bro.
Here's the problem. He will. I mean, they arrest him. They haul him off. He's going to be charged with what? I don't know, criminal trespass? What do you give a guy who...
Stealing electricity. Theft of service.
Theft of service.
336-1019. Should they have tasered him?
The Chris and Doc Show.
Hi, KTWB. Do you think they should have tasered him or not?
Seems that they should have tried different methods before they tried tasering it. Like, they could have grabbed a net or something and tried to corner it.
I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. You make my day.
The Chris and Doc Show.
They're funny.
On 101.9 KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
7:48. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Still partly cloudy and still at 40. Good chance of some rain today with a high of 53.
This hour, the Chris and Doc Show is brought to you by Joey's Seafood and Grill.
Where the patio's open, stop by Monday through Friday for happy hour from 3 until 6. It's twofers on beer, wine, and Joey's famous cocktails, plus appetizer specials, too, at Joey's Seafood and Grill. They're at 57th and Western in the Bridges Plaza.
Have you tried the garlic tasered shrimp at Joey's?
I have not. Is that
delicious.
New?
It's crisp on the outside.
Is that where they cook it right at your table?
Yep. Oh, it's ready to go.
Make sure they don't miss. Gonna ruin your day.
Talking about the kid at the Phillies Cardinals game who ran out onto the field and they chased him around for a little while.
Monday night?
I think so. Tasered him. And there's video all over on you can see.
Go to YouTube.
It's not great. He runs and then he just falls over.
Well, he's running and they're chasing him.
Right.
And then you can see where they
stop and shoot
him. Security guy's arm goes up and you can't really see the shooting, but you see the guy fall down.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't. It's not a real cool taser video. I've seen some
that are great. This one's not so much. It happened really fast. Listen, but the question is,
it's not cool like the other ones where they taser the other innocent people.
That's because Chris bought the entire collection from a late night TV show. Taser's gone wild.
That's right.
Here's the conversation, though. Did police use, not police, it was security guards, use excessive force? What, was it police? Because a lot of those guys are off-duty police officers. And the official word from the Philadelphia Police Department? They said officers are allowed to use tasers to subdue fleeing suspects.
Well, there you go.
He's not fleeing. He's in a ballpark. He's not going to run. I mean, where else is he going to go? He's in a big cage.
336-109. Hi, do you think they should have tasered him?
Absolutely. Yep. There's a stadium full of fans and baseball players that he shows no respect for by doing that, so he deserves no respect himself.
What about the point that it just was excessive? They could have caught him and...
I don't agree with that.
See, I'm all for throwing the book at the kid. You did something you know you're not supposed to do. So we're going to arrest you. We're going to take you into custody. You will be charged. My question is, do they have to taser him to keep him under control?
Well, if it's turning into a rout, you know, I mean, obviously they were having trouble catching him. You know, so
right, but he's not robbing a bank. He's not kidnapping somebody.
But still, it's
Of course, he's, the other thing is he's 17. He could have outrun those security guards for hours.
Right. You know, and I just have a problem with the respect thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if, you know, he's wasting a lot of people's time by doing that. So
taser him?
Well, if that's the only way they could catch him, then I guess that's what you have to do, right?
I think they need security guards in better shape.
Some more fit security guards.
Well, have you seen the guy that shot him with the taser? He ain't exactly slim.
No,
I know, but the health issue in this country, that's a whole nother deal. So.
maybe it's just a fat skinny thing. I think they should have tasered him, and Doc thinks he could have caught him. Thanks for the call.
The Chris and Doc Show.
Hi, KTWB. Do you think they should have tasered him or not?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Maybe
I'll make the next person stop and think before they do that.
Well, yeah, here's the deal.
Well, sure, and they would have shot him. That also would have been a deterrent.
Yes, I agree. I think it was an unintended circumstance, but I think you're right. This kid knew that if he jumped out on the field, he would get captured. He would probably pay like a $120 mm-hmm. fine and maybe not be invited back or never be allowed into the stadium again.
That's fair.
That's
exactly.
fair. But he weighed that and didn't stop. The next kid that does it's going to go, I'm going to have to pay the fine. I'm going to have to not ever go to this stadium again.
And I'm going to get tasered.
I'm not going. I'm not jumping the wall.
You've just walked into a funny farm.
The Chris and Doc Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
On 101.9 KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
814, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Some clouds this morning at a temp of 39. High today heading for 53.
Talking about the Phillies fan who ran out. I guess I don't know if he was a Phillies fan. I'm assuming he's a Phillies fan.
Well, it happened at a Phillies game.
Ran out onto the field.
Yep.
They chased him around for a while.
Just couldn't catch him.
Tasered him. Down
right
he goes.
There, on, right in the middle of the field.
Question is, do you think they should have tasered him, or is that use of excessive force? 336-1019.
And it doesn't happen very often, but you and I have differing opinions mm-hmm. on this. You mm-hmm. say, well, they had to stop him somehow, so tasering's fine.
I say they didn't shoot him.
And I say, well, what's the next step? If tasering's fine, what else are we going to
do? So far, we do have one vote for the 357. Gentleman called in and said, I'd have plugged him right in the knee.
That seems... Now, that would seem excessive.
Hi, KTWB. Do you think they should have tasered him?
I don't know if I have the full story or not, but at this point, I do not think so.
You do not think so?
He was not caused... It doesn't sound like he was causing any dangerous situation.
But how do we know that until we get him on the ground and make sure he doesn't have any weapons or, do you know what I mean?
At the point where you do think that that may happen, then it might be appropriate. But until then, I don't think that if he's not causing a...
Let me run a different scenario by you. Okay, here's a different scenario. Guy runs onto the field. And he's running around, and everybody's cheering and laughing, and the security guards are chasing him around and around and around, and everybody's laughing. It's very funny. The security guards, you know, he's a fit guy, so he can outrun him. He keeps outrunning him, and after 2 or 3 minutes on the field, he pulls out a weapon and hurts somebody, whether it's in the crowd or a player or whatever. Now, we find out that three of the guys chasing him had tasers, and had means to stop him, but they chose not to. And after 3 minutes on the field, then he pulled out a weapon and killed someone.
And you can say that in any situation, at a school or anywhere else. You don't know that.
Absolutely.
And
so,
if you have to work with the odds of it are no. He's an enthusiastic fan. The odds go with you have to be conservative on it and not do it. Until he shows any indication of... And they could have their tasers out and ready, mm-hmm. but not use them.
Yes,
and they might be able to beat him before he pulls his out and uses it. You know, they could have the one up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think until he shows that there's an intention of injuring anyone, endangering anyone, I don't think it's appropriate.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
Jason Aldean, it's Crazy Town. It's Watertown nowadays. 8:19, it's the Chris and Doc Show.
That was...
Thank you.
Really...
Thank you.
Insensitive and...
Very.
Kind of mean. Cloudy this morning, 39 now. We're going to see a high today of 53 and a 50% chance of rain.
I always think that every year when they do the story on Lake Kopeska, residents in Watertown are shocked by the flooding. Really?
Really? It's called...
You live in Watertown. talking about the Phillies fan who was tasered for running on the field. Jimmy O from the... Get over there quick.
Yeah, because this is kind of pertinent to our conversation.
Do you think they should have tasered that kid on the at the Phillies game?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Of course.
Why?
Don't run on the field.
So arrest him.
Don't run on the field. All right, how about this?
You want to stop people from running on the field, you start tasing them, they might think twice
about running on the field. Let me ask you this, Jimmy O. You ever been tasered?
No, because I've went by the law all
which
the time.
I wouldn't be surprised if you had run out on the field. No, not been
as a child.
Run out on the field as a,
or a
young
grown
college student.
No, well, I was... eight, but I got scared and didn't know where I was going. So.
How about this? Oh, they don't taser him, but Jack Lambert forearms him and smashes the kid's face down. Mark Gastineau, remember Mark Gastineau?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tunda guy.
Yep.
Lawrence Taylor did that too once. Is that better? Is that better? How about Ryan Howard?
No, because then they sue him.
Smashes the kid with a baseball bat. That's what I, yeah. That's
taser
what I
him,
say.
That's what I say.
It's safe. It's humane. It's
people.
Nice.
Doc, quit
people,
being a
people.
Baby.
Actually, could kill him.
What are they? Gotta go with the odds. Odds are it won't. Hi, KTWB. Do you think they should have tasered him?
No, I don't think they should have tasered him, but I think they should have fined him.
Mm-hmm.
Taken a portion for however long it took him to stop. Whatever all the players' wages are, that long, he should have got fined that much. Pay for the time that he wasted.
Ooh.
That's not bad. I kind of
so
like that.
You take the average salary... Divide it by the number of games, and then divide that by the time that he wasted.
Yep.
Oh,
it'd be a lot of money.
Hey, kid. What, that'll stop a lot of people.
No,
you betcha.
You've been fined $4.2 million because you wasted 10 seconds of Major League Baseball's time.
But don't worry. We'll give you till the end of the season to pay us back.
The Chris and Doc Show.